Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I always thought the Emmys were a little interesting.
Emmys are the most ridiculous thing going in local television.
Jeff, are you belittling television prom, local TV prom? Are you making
Aren't
fun of
great?
That?
Aren't we great? Look at us.
Hey,
my God, let's pat each other on the back. The interns graded these and said I won.
They got three pieces of free pizza to be able to do. This is very exciting.
And
by the way, for the low cost of probably, what is it, $200 an entry to let those interns take a look at it, that's worth it. But I do want to congratulate Ken on that.
So. That's great.
I know.
That's great.
And by the way, the Globe, the last one I won, the Globe fell off the top of it. So Emmy's standing there with like half an arm.
I entered four times.
Yes.
I won three. Nobody gave me a pay raise. Nobody said anything. I thought, I'm going to save my $75.
And it was only $75?
I have ever since.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. The other thing about the Emmys, if you put 20 names on the entrance.
Yeah.
Everybody has to pay $75.
No, it's Jeff. It's way more than that.
Whatever it is now,
it was more than that.
Well, I quit while I was ahead.
Do you think we got to ask Ken when we see him next time? Will he go to TV prom because he's going to have to go rent a tux, which is good because prom.
I'd like to thank everybody for giving me this Emmy. It doesn't mean anything. I have 97 of them. Look at them. That's great.
Our investigative team really worked hard on this. I mean, I can't tell you how many lives we ruined just to get. This little gold statue.
I'm not kidding. I know somebody who won an Emmy because she typed the graphics on a show. Like put up, you know, the little name thing.
Yeah.
Andy Baskin.
Yeah.
Talk show host.
I know someone that.
They won an Emmy for that.
I know someone who won
Apparently
an Emmy.
They spelled your name correctly.
And didn't do any work on the show as I sat there and handed everything to them and said, no, let's do this. Organize it this way. Okay, we're good. Great show. It was a lot of fun. And then they turned it in with their name on it. Good job. Good job. No bitterness there.
Can I give a gentle hug to Roger Goodell?
Can I give a not so gentle reprimand to Roger Goodell?
Yes, let me give my gentle
hug
first.
Okay, you go first.
First of all, the guy makes a ton of money. Good for him. Congratulations. I personally think he's done a competent job as the commissioner of the National Football League. Last night, he's walking out on stage in Detroit, you know, and the whole him getting booed thing has become a thing. He's walking out. He's not wearing a tie. That's okay. I mentioned he could have worn a tie. Menigan yelled at me for that. He had the top two buttons on his shirt unbuttoned last night.
Oh, my man. Are you
Hold on a minute.
The red pen
looked all sloppy. He had his jacket. So. He had his jacket buttoned. That looked a little sloppy. Whatever he wants to do, that's fine. The guys are dressed to the nines. I mean, they're getting these custom-made suits.
Right.
And Roger's looking like he went down to, you know, fill-in-the-blank department store and bought a blue suit with a blue shirt that was missing a button or two. Okay, that said, whatever. You're Raj. You make so much, good for you. And I like the commish. Dude apparently just had some back surgery recently.
Okay.
He's out there getting picked up by these defensive and offensive linemen and shook. By the end of the dang draft, that poor guy was limping like crazy. And one time he walked out. Did you see this? He dropped the card.
No, I didn't see it.
And he had already been limping. Oh. And he dropped the card. And I thought, oh, dear God, don't blow something out bending over to pick it up. And he did bend over to pick it up. And it took him a while.
Did he look like he was in pain?
Yes.
Oh.
It wasn't just like, oh, I dropped the card, pick it up. It was like, oh, God, I dropped the card. Okay.
I'm in trouble.
All right, I have the card. And I honestly wanted to see some kid come out and like spot the new football, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. I wanted to see some kid come out and pick up the card for him and hand it to him. So I felt bad for Raj last night because he clearly was uncomfortable. But he gutted it out, and some of these guys are picking him up and stuff, and I just thought, oh, don't break anything, please.
So, I don't know. Did you see the Open? Did you see the Open?
I try to avoid all that stuff. Tell me who they picked.
Hang on one second. Did you see the Open?
Oh, I had our Open right here on the Browns Radio Network.
Oh, but did the visual, like, and you could hear the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
When the commissioner came out with Eminem,
yes.
Right? Did you see it, Hody? Did you see the Open?
I did see part of it, yes.
Okay. So here's the problem with the Open, and I'm not trying to be mean, okay? They've got this amazing shot of, 275,000 people.
That was pretty cool.
In Detroit. Pretty it was cool. Great.
Well done, Detroit.
Then they did a video leading up to the Open where the commissioner's with Eminem, and he's like, let's have a wrap-off, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that's kind of funny, blah, 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 right? So why not, when you go to the live shot, I don't need to see the commissioner. You've got this favorite son of the city of Detroit. I'm trying to think of, you know, what it would look like if they did it here in Cleveland, who they would bring out or whatever, right? Like, that's what I'm thinking in the back of my mind. If this was in Cleveland, who would they bring out, right? I don't know. Who would they bring out? Any thoughts? Anybody?
Bueller? LeBron was busy.
No, Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, that was one of my thoughts.
I don't need to see anybody's favorite son. I need to see the commish.
But it doesn't matter.
Let's go.
But that's not true. It's about the city. It's about the celebration of the game of football. So you know what I would have done if I'm the NFL?
Tell me, Andy.
Man, you've got this video. You play the video. You show the lights. You show the crowd going crazy once they realize they're on TV. Let Eminem sing or do something like that. And then get the crowd even crazier. Then bring out the legends of the Lions like they did yesterday, which I thought was great. And then go, Detroit, we're ready. The clock is ours. And then you turn and you cut to Roger Goodell, and he says, Chicago, you are now on the clock. Boom. Would have been the greatest Open of all time. Instead, I got to listen to the commissioner have this horrible, staged, scripted talk with everybody who's out there, and he keeps calling Eminem M. He keeps calling him M. And I'm like, dude,
there's another M.
We're too old for this.
Anyway,
you're like, it was as awkward as Eminem with Kirk Herbstreit and Brent Musburger. Remember how bad that was on college? Yeah. It was on Saturday Night Football.
Well, Eminem seemed out of it.
So it was the same thing. Right. So let Eminem do his thing. If you're going to bring him up there, let him. That's what I wanted. I want to see him do his thing.
This public service announcement brought to you by Baskin Productions.
Oh, I can't have a full thought. You got to cut me off at the end, man. I don't appreciate you.
No,
right
no, I
now.
Thought you did. You did
I
a fine
let
job.
You go, Dr. Redpen.
Baskin Productions.
You'd
be good at it.
Would that have been better?
One of the great things about the draft is, you know, they do the interviews.
They wasted Eminem up on stage. They wasted him.
I didn't care about Eminem. I want to hear about players. Anywho.
I would have rather watched Eminem.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
So they oftentimes are interviewing family and things, people who are not used to being interviewed, which there's nothing wrong with not being used to being interviewed.
Sure.
Okay. But sometimes it leads to awkward moments or hilarious moments. And that happened last night, didn't it, Dan?
So Brian Thomas was drafted.
By Jacksonville, wide receiver from LSU.
Absolutely.
And where is LSU located?
Well, it was located in a certain area that we'll get to in a little bit.
Way to rip the joke out. Keep going.
No,
ESPN
setting up.
Had their coverage going. Our buddy Laura Rutledge doing the interviews with the parents, draft picks, all of that kind of stuff.
Laura does a fine job.
For ESPN.
Kaylee Hartung was on the NFL Network. I watched the NFL Network for this last night.
Well, congratulations. They're going to send you a sticker in the mail that you could put on your helmet.
I'd like that.
And so,
except the Browns helmet, I can't put a sticker on it.
And so, Laura Ruggiero, you know, you asked these questions about the journey that it takes to get to this moment.
I heard there was a lot of journey talk, huh?
All the stops along the way.
Don't stop believing, Jeff.
Well, then this happened.
That's great.
That's such a nice, honest answer. Dan, can we have that one more time? You'll get it.
Of course he did.
See, this is what happens.
He's got to reboot the computer.
This is what happens when you interview people who are nice, normal people and who are going to give you an honest answer to what your question was and not play along with everything.
Love it.
And that's where the journey started. And today we find ourselves in Detroit.
In Detroit. Yeah. I'll tell you what, boy, driving up 75 was a pain in the butt. We hit traffic.
We got stuck in Cincinnati. Trying to get through Kentucky was a bear.
You ever drive through Monticello, Arkansas?
That would have been a good answer.
Just the best.
What was the joke I saw yesterday?
What was she trying to go for, though? You know, where was the family?
There was a joke I saw yesterday. It was from a movie where maybe it was William Shatner asked somebody in a movie and they said, hey, what would be, there was like a beauty pageant, like, what would be the perfect date? And they go, well, April 28th, because the weather's not too hot or too cold. Such a Les Levine, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! And I mean, that is a hike. You know, you are going from the bottom of the country pretty close to the top.
To drive from Michigan all the way up there. That's serious.
Yeah.
That's a hike.
This is a long haul.
It really is. So I kind of give it to him, but that was an all-timer. So good.
That's just priceless.
We need more people to answer inane questions like that.
What's the farthest drive you've ever made?
Across the country.
You've gone all the way across the country? To?
Los Angeles, California to Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow, that's a good one.
That's
Jeff,
serious.
What have you?
Akron to Beaumont.
Oh, that's not a bad one. Cleveland to Missoula was a bear. Was a bear.
I bet.
South Dakota. But I did realize that along the way, at some point, I had driven every mile of I-90 between Boston and Seattle.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an achievement. I remember we accomplished that a couple years ago. But
think about it now. You know, like I drove all the way across the country many years ago for my first job. You did the same.
Oh.
No cell phones.
I had one coming home.
Could you imagine putting your kids, anybody listening, putting your kids on the road, wishing them luck, sending them all the way across the country with no cell phones these days. Good luck.
I got a pocket full of quarters, so I can call you.
Good luck, everybody. B.A., Brian Anderson, next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.